Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Ray?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Ray. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Okay.
Good, good. So Tara said that you had a question that I might be able to help out with?
Yeah, hold on a second, though, okay? I'm going to take it off the car thing.
Okay.
Okay. Probably better.
Oh, yeah, that sounds better. It does, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So, well, some of the questions, I had this question and she just happened to call. So when someone does, like, say they're sitting on their PC or they're typing in the search for whatever, is it a different search criteria when they do a voice search through, like Google or, you know, or Siri or... Are those all tied together or are they separate?
I'm actually so excited that you asked me that because that means that you're more knowledgeable about what we do than most business owners that we talk to, because I've never had anyone ask me that, but you're absolutely right. That voice activated search is a completely different format. So we're going to program you in not only to make sure that you come up from the desktops and the laptops, will also include the mobile and voice search options, and that means you're also going to come up, because a lot of people don't even realize that if you do a search on a regular computer, it's even going to give you a different result when you're on a smartphone, right? So we'll make sure that it doesn't matter if somebody, you know, searches from an iPhone, an Android, a tablet, or a voice-activated device such as Alexa, we'll make sure that your company comes up front and center every single time. So this is something that's designed to bring you a lot more new clients by giving you that exposure, right? And the main benefit for you, Ray, is in the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we're actually going to block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, without a doubt, because that will maximize the jobs that come to you exclusively. So I'm just looking at the notes from Tara, because I think I'm going to be able to qualify you for our legacy rate pricing since you've been in business for 20 years. That's actually a 50% discount off of our regular rate, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that's going to include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also all of the popular directories in your area, as well as the programming, like I mentioned already, into the mobile and the voice-activated platform. Now, do you have a business Facebook by chance?
No, that's funny that you asked that. No, because that's something I was just thinking about doing.
Okay, so
also,
here's something that sets us apart from those other companies that you've worked with in the past. We're one of the very few companies that has been hand-selected by Google to have a premier partnership. And what that means, and this is why I asked you about Facebook, is that Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's really cool how it works. We'll create the brand new Facebook page for you, and then the search engines will track what people in your area are searching for. And if they're searching for any of the services that are relevant to what you do, then next time they go on their Facebook, there will be an ad front and center for DB Kitchen and Bath Cabinets coming up every single time. So it's something that's designed to bring you more new clients coming from the social media platform. And the program comes with a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see the new clients you've received. You'll also see which keywords they typed in to find you. if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see what zip codes they came from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. And as you do that tracking, Ray, if you ever notice that, you know, certain keywords are working better than others, then you're also going to have the ability to switch those out through the account management team here. Okay, mm-hmm. So being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah. The only thing is, unfortunately, I won't make a decision on the spot. Yeah, because we decided to stop all that stuff before.
Mm-hmm.
If it's gone when I call you back, it's gone. That's just something I'd have to deal with. But if you could send me the information, email it to me, so I can go over it with my wife, and then if she has questions, we can call you back.
I want to be transparent with you and let you know that I have 40 agents that are calling out right now and only one position available because of the profitability. Tara put the positioning on a soft hold earlier because you had asked for a callback, but we're actually opening up the category again and we have to start calling out on it because we have to fill it today. So as you know, you're in a highly competitive area for what you do, and a position of this magnitude, it will fill within 3 to 5 phone calls. Now, I also want to kind of point out that I can't wear a black eye for, you know, underperformance that those other companies have done, you know, in taking your money and not really delivering results. Mm-hmm. But I can get you on the first page of Google and help you earn that money back. There's no question about it. Just so you know a little bit more about who we are and the statistics behind our services, I just sent you a text. It says local/.com/pricing.
Okay.
So if you click on that, Ray, you'll come to a page that says take control of your online presence. Let me know if it loads or if you're having internet issues.
It's slow. Let me turn off the 5G. Sometimes that helps.
Yeah.
Because sometimes that just really sucks.
I know, I do that too. I turn the 5G on and off and sometimes switch from mobile to Wi-Fi and sometimes I get a better connection.
Well, that's weird.
It's not opening?
Oh, it's slow. But they won't even let me switch networks. That's weird.
Okay, so I'll tell you verbally what you're going to see on that pricing page is that it displays that Local Splash has a proven success rate, 17 years of industry expertise. We were actually founded in December of 2004, which makes us pioneers in this industry. We've serviced tens of thousands of business owners all over the United States and Canada. And we have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. So we have maintained a 97% retention rate with our clients on a month-to-month basis. So you better believe there's a reason that tens of thousands of business owners all over North America continue to renew with this program month after month after month. You know, they're not renewing because they have to, because nobody's signed a contract. They're renewing because it's profitable and it's working and it's bringing them business. Now, also, you're going to see displayed on that page once it opens for you our Google Partnership badge, and it's an elite status that gives us a red banner at the left of the badge. that only a handful of companies has earned. Like I mentioned before, we have that premier partnership, which allows us to bundle the services with the Facebook ads. And then if you scroll down, you'll see two different sets of pricing. The first one is more for bigger corporations that has thousands of dollars in the marketing budget. The second set of packages is where you would fall into as a small to mid-sized business owner. And you'll see that the platinum package, which is the one that you need because you have a weaker internet presence, it sells on our website for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. So should you decide to move forward, you'll get an email that says terms and conditions, and it will show you that you're getting everything within the platinum package, but you're only paying $299 monthly. Okay. And then if it helps, you know, elevate your comfort level at all, there's also our Better Business Bureau badge with an A+ rating, our Google partnership badge, and also a TrustWave recommended badge. So now that you know a little bit more about who we are and the statistics behind our services, I'm sure you feel more comfortable to at least try it for a month or two, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Well, it sounds good, like you said, but truthfully, I'm not going to make a decision on the spot. That's just, I've come to find that that's just bad business. So, without discussing it with, I told you before, I won't make a decision. If I lose the opportunity, then I do, but, you know, I've heard, you know, I'm not doubting what, don't make me think, I don't want you thinking that I don't think you're being truthful, but like I said, I've heard this song and dance before and it didn't work. Nothing happened. So I'd like to take time and look more into your company and what I'm getting into, especially, you know, it being more expensive than the other companies, which is probably why it didn't work. The more I looked after I've had it for a while, and I'm like, okay, I did get calls, but mostly it was from other companies. But, you know, I've never heard of your company before. Anybody can make links and stuff and make it look nice, but truthfully, I'd look into it and see what kind of reviews and everything, look more into it than calling for it over the phone. And
the
go ahead.
I don't.
And I know, I understand. I might lose it because
of it. I just wanted to point out to you that I'm well aware that anybody can create a nice website with links and badges and put a bunch of phony stuff up there. There's a lot of scam companies out there. So one thing you'll notice later when you can open up the link that I sent you is if you see our Google partnership badge, it's displayed in the middle of the page and at the bottom, and you want to verify that that's a real Google partnership badge as opposed to some phony image that some Mickey Mouse company would copy and paste and put up on their site, all you have to do is click on it, and it will take you to google.com/partners, and it will show you that Local/ is a valid premier partner. So that's huge. So we have actual proof in the pudding displayed right up on our website, as well as some solid reviews, meaning our bread and butter is the mid to small size business, just like yourself. But we also have big corporations that work with us, such as Extra Space Storage, Vivint Security. We've worked with Subway Sandwich and Anytime Fitness. And matter of fact, Extra Space Storage has a really neat story because they came on board with us about 8 years ago. They were very skeptical, worried if it was a scam. They weren't sure if they were even going to try it. They ended up doing a small pilot with just 4 locations. And they grew exponentially, and they just celebrated their 1,300th location listed with us. And they actually, they're from Utah, but they flew out here to Southern California where we're located, and they had food trucks for us, and we had a big celebration. So I know that this is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. because, and I don't know if Tara shared this with you or not, Ray, but there's a solid book of business in your backyard right now. The problem is that you have a weaker internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers. And this is something that's going to put you front and center and help you capture that business. Now, I also want to get back to your concern of, you know, not wanting to do anything on the spot, because I'm also a firm believer never to make a hasty decision. However, there were times in my life where a door kind of opened and I had to walk through it. And I want you to consider this. Let's say that you don't do this today and we hang up and, you know, you call, Town Square calls you back next week, or another company calls you and you want to look into them, and then eventually you sign up with something, right? Those companies that are allowing you to sign up today, tomorrow, next week, 2 weeks from now, what that means is that they're selling that service to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. And that's why they're not working. There's tens of thousands of resellers to Google where all they're doing is selling Google paid ads, and those are constantly rotating on and off the page depending on what company's budgets are. So let's say that you gave one of those companies $150 and the pay-per-click rate is $15 a click. After only 10 people click on you, you'll rotate off and someone else will rotate on, and they just keep reselling those ads because they can, right? So the reason that we have a 97% retention rate with our clients is because it's working and it's profitable and it's bringing people business, you know, because if not, nobody signed a contract, people would be canceling left and right. Right? So the only reason they continue is because it's very profitable. Now, you were honest enough to tell me that you're married and that your wife is a business partner. And I want to let you know also, Ray, I'm married too. So I definitely wouldn't want you to do anything unless you and your wife were 100% comfortable. When you say, oh, we made the decision to stop everything and I want to kind of talk to her, and you think about this program, what is it that's the main factor? I mean, is it the program, or is it the pricing, or is it that you're honestly both afraid that something like this wouldn't work? I mean, because you've had bad experiences, what are your thoughts there?
Well, it's a little bit of everything. It's the, you know, I paid for services before and didn't really benefit much from it, and the fact is, okay, do we need it? You know, there's a reason we stopped. You know, we stopped because it really wasn't working, and do we want to go there yet? Or I don't know. You know, we're still in a transition period right now. It's like, okay, it's everything I'm working, you know, with what we're doing right now is going okay. Do we need to, even if it was $50, it's like, that's $50, you know, for something. Okay, did we need it? Because I don't know. That's just a whole conversation. Do we just want to leave it the way it is and see how it goes for the next 6 months? Or I don't know. It's just a lot of things. It's like,
well,
it's, you know, like you said, money. This decision, do I want to be working that much, truthfully? That's why I quit traveling for work. You know, I knew because I wanted to be home and not go as far. So it's just, that's something that I got to sit down and talk to her. We got to talk about, you know.
Yes.
Because everything, because what we're doing right now is it's working okay. We just haven't had time to see if it's okay for the long term, because we just started doing the way we are now.
I appreciate that so much, and I respect it, you know, because you're at that crossroads right now where you are doing okay, and you have to consider, do I want to continue doing okay with my business, or do I want to start next quarter with a bang and make my business as profitable as it can be? And I want to let you know that it all goes back to your initial question to me, talking about the voice verification or the voice recorded devices, if it's a different platform, you mm-hmm. need that. You need to be ahead of the curve. You need to be a strong internet presence in your backyard right now, because you were somebody in the past that was driving all over Southern California and never home much. You told Tara you were gone weeks at a time, right? But mm-hmm. yet in the last 30 days in your area, there were 1,218 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So that tells me that there is a solid book of business in your backyard. You don't have to drive down to San Diego or Chula Vista to find it, because there's people very local to you that need your service. The problem is that you have a weak internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers, and this is something that will fix that for you. And I even appreciate everything that you're telling me about, like, the money that you spent with the other companies and how that didn't pan out. So I would be willing to see if they would allow me to put something together for you along the lines of making things more affordable, because I know you're going to love this program. There's no question. Matter of fact, I don't want you to think that I'm saying, you know, oh, sign up with the program and you'll get 1,218 clients, because that's also not realistic. But what we know statistically is that 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. So for you as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing mm-hmm. for your business, right? So mm-hmm. I had to actually do this once before, and I got it approved, where I had asked if I could put a client into my personal friends and family rate. Okay, and I would be willing to see if they would allow me to put it in there for you. What it would do is it would reduce your setup fee to just $49, and it would reduce your monthly fee to $249. So if I could get this authorized, it's going to save you $100 today, plus mm-hmm. it'll save you $50 each month moving forward. And I think that that $249, if you were to calculate it out, it comes to only $8 a day to increase your business. So mm-hmm. in order to do this, Ray, I'd have to send out a request to my supervisor and explain your situation. Of course, I'll get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for just $298 out the door, can we move forward?
No.
No? Okay.
No, I'm like I said, I won't make a decision right now. I won't move forward. You know, I take the information, and I wish my wife was here on the line, but she's not.
Well,
here's what I
would recommend. If you really think that it will work and it's just a matter of talking to her, like I said before, I also want to get her involved. I'm pretty sure she wouldn't be opposed to you trying it, especially since it is only $8 a day and it's fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy. However, if you'd like to get her blessing on it, so to speak, I wouldn't mind if you put me on hold and maybe tried to call her on the other line. I can wait for you.
Oh, I can't. She's a teacher, and she's going to a board meeting. That's why we're not together.
I see. Okay.
So.
Okay. So.
But you know, I like I said, it sounds good. The product's, you know, from what you said, it sounds great. But do I want to increase? That's where the question is. You know, do I want to be receiving phone calls all day? Do I want to be that busy? Do I want to, you know, those are all good questions that her and I have to talk about. You know,
well, understand one thing, Ray. One thing we have to do to maintain our premier partnership with Google is make mm-hmm. sure that the clients that we work with are not getting overwhelmed and biting off more than they can chew. So we have clients all the time that tell us to pace the business that comes in. So, for example, let's say that it's trending for you to get 18 to 25 new jobs each month. You and I both know that's biting off more than you can chew. It probably wouldn't even help your business and would potentially hurt your business, right? So we have people all the time that ask us, you know, look, all I want is 3 to 5 clients this month, or all I want is 5 to 7 clients, but I want them to be a luxury high-end client, an HOA, a commercial property, somebody that's willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service as opposed to people that are out there price shopping. So how we hone in and focus on that demographic for them is by the keywords that we put them in. And then sometimes that same company calls us 6 months later and they say, look, we increased our crew. We have a bigger work staff. We want to open the floodgates and take on anything and everything that comes our way. When that happens, we would modify the keywords to focus on volume. So our goal is to make sure, even for the companies that are pacing it at a very slow rate, is to make sure that each and every client is yielding a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment. You know, meaning for every dollar that you spend, you yield $10 in return. And with a program like this, it's a no-brainer because we're already putting you where that high revenue is generated. So there is one option that you might feel comfortable with. I'm not sure if, you know, you want to consider this or not. But of that $249 package, if I got that pricing approved, $100 of it goes to Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, just to kind of wet your feet a little bit and get the programming started, you could remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to just $149 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you're still on the first page of Google locally. You're still on the first page of Bing. I can get a website up and running for you. That typically is a little bit extra, but I could get that authorized to include the website for free. And you get mobily and voice activated optimized. So if that works, and let's say that you tried this for a month or two and somewhere down the road, you weren't happy and you ended up canceling, I know that that won't happen because nobody cancels on profit, right? But let's say that you did. Worst case scenario is you're going to have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now, because everything that we created for you, you'll always have that for your business, including the mobile optimization. You know, if you ever canceled, you're not going to be on the first page because that's the service that you pay us for. But even so, you'll still be accessible from the voice activated, the mobile devices, the desktops, and the laptops. So, you know, do you think that if we did the $149 pricing without the Facebook ads, that you'd be willing to at least try it? And that way you and your wife can both see how well it works.
So if I say yes, and she decides, she said, no, that's not a good idea. We can cancel at any time.
Yeah, you can call back and cancel if she doesn't want you to try it. But I'm convinced that, you know, once she understands how this works, she's going to be so thrilled that you did it. I know if my husband called me out of the blue and wanted to spend $149, I would probably instantaneously shut it out, just not knowing what it's for, right? But I know that once she understands what you're getting and how this works, she's going to be thrilled that you did it. Matter of fact, I didn't give you the dollar amount, but our websites in and of themselves, because they're built by the Google certified technicians, they sell alone for $400 plus a $49 monthly hosting fee. But if this is something that you want to give a shot, what I'll do is I will get that included for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. And the reason I suggest that is your old Google listing that you had through Townsquare has a site on there that's deactivated. And that's probably hurting your business. Even if somebody did find you, there's an old site that's deactivated on there. And it is, you know, 2022, and you're probably going to need a site anyway.
Now, what happens to that deactivated site? It just goes away, or?
Yeah, so what we would do is we would have you add us as a manager to the Google listing, and then mm-hmm. we would go in there and remove that old deactivated site, and we would put the new site up there that we built for you. And then that new site is also going to be attached to not only Google, but Bing, all the smartphones, the voice-activated devices, and all the directories in your area. So it will be attached to Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook, Merchant Circle, YouTube, Manta, you name it, your site will be there. And that's all a part of giving you that dominant internet presence locally so that you will rank on the first page.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm
you sold me.
I'm excited for you, Ray. You're going to be so thrilled with this, especially for someone like you that's been through bad situations. I'm going to prove this to you, and you're going to see phenomenal results. So I'm sending out the request to get the pricing and the website approved. And then while I wait on their response, if everything goes well, I'll send you a confirmation email. So what's the best email address to use?
It'll be Barbara at dbkitchenandbath.com.
Is that your wife's name, Barbara?
Yeah.
Where did the DB come from? How come it's not RB?
Well, that's a story in itself with our kids, so...
Oh!
It's from a long time ago when the kids were little. Now they're... The youngest is senior in college. So
wow.
DB doesn't really, it came from, we were sitting around talking about, okay, because when I incorporated, I needed the name before I can submit it.
Right.
And we're throwing all these names around, and one of the little girls like, oh, you should do Donut Boy Cabinets. Because they called me Donut Boy, because on the weekends, I always went and got donuts for breakfast, so they called me Donut Boy when they were little.
Oh, my
God. So that's what DB is, Donut Boy. So you're only a handful of people that know that. So
that's so special, though, that your kids look at you as Donut Boy, because they remember those good times growing up where you'd go get donuts every weekend, you know? That's awesome.
Now they need to start buying the donuts.
Yeah,
all out of college almost.
How many do you have?
Well, my wife had two girls, and mine was the youngest, and she's three, and she's a senior in college this year, so.
Wow. You know, I have a senior in college, too, which is also my baby. I have four kids, but my youngest is a senior. She'll get her bachelor's degree this spring, so. Where does your youngest one go? I don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
She is... in Pocatello in Idaho. She did her first 2 years in Boise State, and then she moved over to a dental hygienist program in Idaho State, I think it's.
Wow.
I think that's the name of it, but it's in Pocatello. I don't even know how to say it.
I think that the Vandals, the Idaho Vandals? I think it might be.
It might be. I'm not sure. Horrible
Up
dad.
Here. Let me look.
I know when she was in Boise, it was, you know, the Broncos, because she sent me a sweatshirt.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is the Bengals. This is the one where the colors are orange and black. I have some friends where their kids go up there, too, and they play softball, so I'm a little bit familiar. Okay, well, she sounds like you have a smart cookie on your hands if she's studying dental hygienist. That's really good. Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lucrative career. Anything within the health industry, I noticed, is always hiring, you know, which is good. She won't have trouble finding work when she graduates. So, now, what is your last name, Ray?
Alstadt.
Okay. And then, is this the phone number you'd like displayed on Google?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
That's the main number.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. And I assume that you want the ink on the listing, right? You want it to show as DB Kitchen and Bath Cabinets, Inc., correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I like that. I always say if you have an ink, put it on there because it adds to credibility. And then let me go back to this old Google listing that you had before. Did you use the address, because the address is hidden, but did you use the same address when you verified it on 1012 Sentinel Drive?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think this step is going to be needed, Ray, but in the event that Google has to send you a new PIN verification code, it will come to that address within 5 to 10 days. So if you see a postcard size envelope from Google, just make sure to get the code back to us, okay?
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen
that. Yep. You've already been through that, but sometimes they want to re-verify it. I don't think it's going to be needed, but if it does, just let us know. And then let me see here. My light is blinking, so my supervisor is responding. Let me see. Oh, excellent. He's approving it. He's allowing me to do the friends and family pricing, $149 monthly, also include the site. Oh, and he said to wish you a very profitable year. That is so nice. So just give me a second.
Awesome.
Because he gave me 2 promo codes so I can adjust the pricing and the charges for the site. And then I can actually secure this for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Okay. It's a Visa debit.
Okay, and then is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
Both.
Both, okay. Any middle name or initial for you?
No.
No, okay. And then ready for the card number whenever you are.
415-8800-2882-4672.
Okay, expiration?
It's 1024.
And the code on the back?
548.
Okay. Now, is it still the Sentinel Drive for the billing address also?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So what I'm
The question, go ahead. I had just a question that popped in my head.
Go ahead.
What will, for the website, what will that be? .com or?
When they call you for the client interview, they're going to tell you which options are available. So we always want to get a .com if it's available. So if dbkitchenandbathcabinets.com is available, we're going to grab it, okay? But if not, they'll tell you what options that you have. I think the old site that you have, which is deactivated, is a .net, which is good because whoever had the .com back in the day, that might still be available. Do you own the .com by chance? Because I noticed your email was barbara@dbkitchenandbath.com. Did you buy that domain and you just haven't built anything on it yet?
I think so. I'm not sure. Because it was part of, what was it called? Whoever hosts Secure Server. It used to be Secure Server that...
Oh.
That I paid for that through, and it just went to, they just a few days ago, it just changed over to where I had to start to Google 360 or something.
Okay. So if you own that domain, we can build the site that we're making on that domain. So my technician will call you tomorrow, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. So if it does end up that you have the credentials to that, just give it to my technician and we'll use your actual domain. If not, we'll purchase a new one for you, okay?
Okay.
So now I'll go through a voice verification recording with you, Ray, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create that appointment for my technician to call you tomorrow. Now, this voice recording is a little repetitive of what I just asked you, so just kind of bear with me. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
DB Kitchen and Bath Cabinets, Inc.
Excellent. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Raymond Alstadt, CEO.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you repeat that last part? It cut out.
Sure. All it wants to know is that if you do anything else for your business online down the road, which you shouldn't have to because this is a complete marketing package, but if you do, just let us know about it so it doesn't conflict with what we're doing. Okay? So
if you would agree
to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement, okay?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 28th, in the non-refundable amount of just $198. When the term is complete, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 28th day in the amount of $149. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then tomorrow when my technician calls you, Ray, that's going to take approximately 20 minutes where they'll go over your keywords and getting you set up. What would work best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
All right, hold on. Let me look at my schedule. I know I got stuff for tomorrow, so hold on.
Sure.
After 1.
After 1. Okay. So after 1, I have a 2 or a 3 o'clock available. The 1 is booked out. But you want to do 2 or 3?
3 o'clock. It'll give me
3. Okay.
Hopefully I'll be home by then. I can sit in the computer.
Oh, that's good. Okay. So I'm blocking out an hour from 3 to 4 o'clock Pacific. And that's just in case our technician's prior appointment goes a little bit over and they call you at 3:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, I know that you had trouble with your internet there, but if we can do this now, it will actually benefit you. If not, you can do it later when you have a better connection. But since we got special pricing approved for you that is not available to the general public, I wanted you to just go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature because that will ensure that the pricing never goes up in the future. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yeah, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I got it.
Excellent. Okay. So if you open up that text, and it'll say, click here to accept your subscription terms. Click on the link, and that will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. And let me know if it's cooperating with you. If not, I'll remind my technician to do this part with you tomorrow at 3. Thank you.
No, it's not opening. It's not opening.
Okay. So you can also open that later when you get home, wherever you have a better internet connection. It takes 2 seconds, literally. So when you get a better connection, open it. You'll just scroll all the way to the bottom, and it will have a little box that you have to check to show that you're authorized on the account. And then you'll plug your name in and hit confirm signature. And once you do it properly, it will ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that when you get that notification, because that username and password will be provided for you tomorrow during the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in. Okay.
Okay.
And then on that text, there's also our toll-free customer support number. So we're available Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. And if you ever wanted to call in and you had a billing question or you wanted to make an update, you can hit option one, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. And if you wanted to talk to me directly, I'm at extension 777, and my name again is Tina. Okay, so when you plug in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk.
Is that going to, because I noticed you sent me some emails too.
Yes.
Your information will be on one of those emails?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, my information is on the email, so you'll have my extension and everything. So you're all good to go. They'll call you tomorrow. And since we got the website approved, Ray, if you have a logo or pictures or before and after photos, any examples of your work that you'd like to put up on the website, let them know and they will get that on there for you tomorrow. If not, that's okay too. We can use stock photos initially because our main objective is going to be just to get you up and running, okay?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, it's cutting out.
Right, okay.
It's just probably where I'm at, so.
Probably, but you're all good to go. We have everything finalized here, so you're all set for tomorrow at 3. I was just telling you, if you have any content, let them know tomorrow, and they'll put that up on the site for you, okay?
Okay. All right, now, the thing came up, so I just need to mark the I certify.
Yep.
And then the signature at the bottom.
Yep, and you just put in your first and last name. I didn't even put Raymond. I just put Ray, all set, and then hit confirm, and then you'll get the username and password prompt, which is your sign that it went through properly. And then once you get that, you'll know that that little piece of the puzzle is completed and you don't have to worry about it later.
Okay.
That's interesting. So your connection over there, it seems like it's there. It just took a little bit more time to load, huh?
Yeah, because to be honest, I'm not even sure what city I'm in.
I was
driving to my truck mechanic, and he changed locations, and I was driving back to the freeway, and I'm not even sure what city I'm technically in.
Well, now you know if you drive through there again, it has a patchy connection, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Okay, oh, it's going through. Oh, I'm at the username password. Awesome.
Oh, good. Okay, like I said, that's the sign that it went through, so you're all good to go. So thank you for taking care of that, Ray. Have a really great evening coming up, too, and then my technician will be calling you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, you said between 3 and 4.
Yep, between 3 and 4. I also sent you an email reminder, so you'll get an email asking you to accept the appointment. And then tomorrow it will remind you an hour ahead of time. So around 2 o'clock, it'll say, hey, Local Splash will be calling you at 3. So you'll get a reminder too. Just in case something comes up and you have to reschedule, you'll get that reminder. But I think you don't have to. You'll be fine. You'll probably be home by then.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, exactly.
Okay.
If not, still take the call and get the ball rolling, so to speak, because if they go through it with you verbally and there's something else you need to do on the computer, they could at least get everything started, and then they can call you back if there's more that has to be done after the fact, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're all good to go. Welcome aboard. I'm excited for you. So have a very successful year and a very nice evening coming up too, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Ray. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.